Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you The Quiet Flame, Why Bunny Chose Silence Over Stardom. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. I was never poor. That's what people never understood. They'd look at the zinc roof yard in Trenchtown and see poverty. They'd see torn shirts, bare feet, and think, "Dem have nothing." But we had everything. We had sky. We had song. We had soil. And most of all, we had rhythm. And rhythm? Rhythm is wealth. They don't teach that in schools. They teach you that money defines success. That diamonds mean status. That gold chains make kings. But from early, I saw through the illusion. I didn't need diamonds. I had the drum. I remember the first time I watched the elders beat Nyabingi drums in the hills. Their palms were calloused, their eyes full of fire, and their spirits still. Like mountains. They didn't speak English. They spoke vibration. One elder looked at me and said, "You sigh and eat diamonds, youth. But you can eat food. You can grow food. You can beat a drum. You can praise." It stuck with me. Deeper than any lyric I'd ever write. That day, I started learning what it really meant to live Ital. Ital isn't a diet. It's not a trend. It's not some fancy detox for rich people in yoga pants. It's reverence. Ital means clean, whole, natural, untouched by corruption. It means no salt, no meat, no alcohol, no chemicals. It means eating what the earth gives without defiling it. It's not just about food, it's about frequency. Because when your body is pure, your mind becomes still. And when your mind is still, your spirit can hear. And what it hears is the drum. When I joined the Whalers, I brought that discipline with me. Bob liked his fish. Peter was more militant with his diet at times. But I stayed rooted. Strict Ital. No compromise. When we'd tour or record, I'd carry my own seasoning, my own pot, sometimes cook my own meals. Some would laugh. Bunny too fussy. Bunny too serious. But you see, when Babylon controls your food, it controls your mind. And I wanted no part of that. People would ask me why I wasn't rich like Bob. Why I didn't chase endorsements or fashion or fame. And I'd just smile. Because I had my staff. My herbs. My peace. My grounding. My vibration. How can you compare that to a bank account? I lived by the drum. Every beat of my heart matched the Nyabingi rhythm. I woke up to the sound of birds and prayer. I ate food I grew myself. I walked barefoot not because I was poor, but because I belonged to the earth. Every full moon, we'd gather under the almond tree. Elders, youth, drummers, chanters. No stage. No lights. Just fire and frequency. We'd beat the drum not for show, but for healing. People would cry. Chant. Shout. Shake. Laugh. Because when the drum speaks, Babylon flees. Once, a foreign journalist came to interview me. He brought wine. Expensive cheese. Thought I'd be impressed. He sat across from me, sweating in the Jamaican sun, while I sipped coconut water. He asked, "Why do you still live like this, Bunny? You're a legend. You could live in Miami, Paris, New York." I looked him dead in the eye and said, "Because diamonds sigh and grow in a soil, seen?" He didn't get it. But the wind did. The birds did. The drum did. When you live Ital, you don't just reject the system. You disarm it. You take away its power to poison you. You say, "Me not eat death. Me na wear blood. Me na need your luxury to feel royal. Because Ital is a crown you can't see. A gold you don't wear, but become." And the deeper I went into it, the more I began to hear what Babylon had tried to silence. The earth speaks, you know. She hums. She warns. She loves you if you love her back. In the hills, I'd watch children climb mango trees, barefoot and joyful, their bellies full of ackee and banana. And I'd think, this is wealth. This is divinity. They don't need to beg. They don't need to steal. They don't need fast food or foreign chains. They have rhythm. They have fruit. They have fire. And they have the drum. They tried to make me feel small. Producers said I was difficult. Promoters said I was uncooperative. Labels said I was impossible. But what they meant was, I wouldn't sell out. I wouldn't put Babylon's poison on my plate just to fill my pockets. I wouldn't trade the sacred for the shiny. I'd rather be in my hut, barefoot with a herb, chanting psalms, than on any stage that asked me to smile while I betrayed my soul. The last time I was hospitalized, a nurse asked me, "Bunny, what's the secret to your strength?" I said, "Roots. Drum. Water. Light. Word. No mention of wealth. No mention of chart positions. No mention of luxury." Because I had already been wealthy. Every beat of the drum was a deposit. Every mango tree, a vault. Every chant, a currency of the spirit. I want the youth to know this. ITAL is not a restriction, it is a resurrection. It's the path back to yourself, back to creation, back to Zion. Don't wait until you're sick to eat clean. Don't wait until your spirit breaks to seek balance. Don't wait until Babylon owns your rhythm to realize the drum was yours all along. I'm gone now, yes. My staff rests beside me. My chalice is cold, but the earth still vibrates. The drum still beats. And if you close your eyes, if you breathe deep, if you silence the noise, you'll hear me, whispering through the fire. Eat clean. Walk true. Burn slow. Drum louder. Because the diamonds will fade. But the drum is forever.